1395, Adelaide's 5AA. This is Paul Richards.
Our life has changed very, very quickly in the last year and a bit. With COVID, of course, as we, well, you can see it as scrambling or we get inventive. We certainly are trying to keep ahead of it here. One of the things that's been suggested when the COVID vaccine comes into play in a few weeks' time in Australia is an electronic passport of sorts. They're calling it that. I don't even know where it's stored. Is it on your phone? If you have any questions, now's the time. Richard Pascoe is the Adelaide tech guy. We're not doing computers today. We're not doing AVG or antivirus of any sort, but we're talking about this passport. G'day, Richard.
Hi, Paul. We don't do AVG. Remember that.
We don't do AVG ever. But every time I listen to you, there seems to be an AVG call. Richard, this electronic passport.
Yep.
So the ethics or the choice to have the vaccine or not, that aside, what is the electronic passport exactly?
It's going to be a way for people to go along. They're starting to roll them out in the United States. And I know that's not the greatest probably example of where COVID should be at the moment. But they're trying to get travel back over there. So what they're doing is there's a couple of companies over there are already going along and rolling out to iPhones and Android phones. Basically, you get your own little electronic QR code on there that says, I've been tested for COVID.
Right.
I have had the first vaccine, and then I've had the second vaccine on there as well. And it's also a way for people to get reminded that you've had the first one. As far as I know, you're going to need two. If there's a doctor out there, please ring me up and correct me if I'm wrong. So it goes along and says you are vaccinated against COVID.
Who are you showing that to, though? What's the purpose of that?
The purpose of it is so you can travel over there. That's the way it's going to be.
All right.
So that now... right at the moment, United, Cathay Pacific flights between New York, London, Singapore and Hong Kong. There's a thing called Common Pass over there, which is already up and operating. And they've connected up to 230 US health systems. It's going to be a bit simpler over here to connect it up, I think, Paul, because we don't have as many different branches of the health department as we do in the United States.
All right. Okay. People are suspicious, Richard. You know what it's like when new technology comes in. People are worried. So I'll use myself as an example, and anyone listening can apply themselves to this story. So I'm going to be given a QR code of my own of sorts.
That's it.
And I can use it for travel. But the concern people have, there are a few that have been expressed here just even today. One is this another way of the government tracing us? I'll leave that to you.
Yeah, no, I always take that with a grain of salt, people. It's and the examples I always use, if you're on any form of social media, for a starter, if you have a smartphone, and people always go along and say, well, I turned all the tracking stuff off. I talked to somebody Friday night, and basically they said, I don't like people tracking me, but I had a problem the other day that the Uber driver didn't know where to come to pick me up. I'm there as well. We hate to say that because you turned all that stuff off.
That's okay. Yeah. All right. So if you're on social media, you're already being tracked.
And the other example is, you know, when you go into some of the takeaways, Paul, and they say, fill out your name and address on this and you might win a new car or a gym membership. Thousands of people do that and they don't bat an eyelid. You never know what happens to your information.
All right. So this information, who can access it? That's another question I've been asked today from Jerry. Who will access this information? I know you can show it to Cathay Pacific when you're going on a trip.
Yep.
But is it also going to be sold off?
The way I would envision, and from what I've read so far, is it that when you go into, the doctor and you're put on the COVID thing, they will go along and register that you've been... had the vaccine, and then on your code, when they check it, it goes to a central database like we do at the moment. It says, Paul has had his vaccine. You get a yes or a no. And there are people out there at the moment, have you seen the new ways of getting prescriptions? Because they're all a little QR code at the moment.
Yeah, that's right. I have seen that, yeah.
Yeah, and people aren't batting an eyelid over that.
A couple are. I'll be honest with you. We've had a couple of calls saying, I'm not doing that.
I reckon it's the best thing of all, because those paper prescriptions, are an absolute pain sometimes. And just going in there and you know, just go showing it and say, this is it.
Yeah.
Get it all done. It's awful to say. It's the 21st century, Paul.
This is, and, well, yeah, the 21st yeah. century. Okay, so we're leaving 1984 behind, but some people here still, I just want to address these questions I'm getting, Richard. Another one that's been put to me is this, if you have your own QR code, is it going to get to the point where, in fact, we are going to have to swipe ourselves in to anywhere, basically, even... Well, I know that we're meant to for the business, but is it now going to, are we going to be prohibited from going in certain places because we haven't had the jab and it's evident on this, you know,
that would be a government mandated thing that you can go along and do that. So I think it's too early to go along and say that. I think there'll be lots of to-ing and fro-ing, but, you know, from a technology point of view, this can be done. There is it will go in the wallet app on your iPhone.
Got it, yep.
There is a way for it to go on the Android phone. I think you will find that it'll probably only go with phones that are probably Android, and the Androids are probably the last couple of years as well. So, you know, we're able to roll these apps out, and we've got to remember that our smartphones are secure devices. It's what we do with them afterwards that you know, that's sure. where those sort of things come from, where we have problems on it. But if it can just connect back to a central database and go, yep, Paul or Richard want to travel to Los Angeles, we know that they're free of COVID and we know they've had their vaccine, then we can get on the plane quite comfortably and go along and do that. I was saying that, you know, it might be certain businesses over here that go along and say, well, you can't come in unless you've got it. I saw one report about you can't, you know, they're saying it might be a good idea to put this on so that you can dance at nightclubs. There might be a way for people to go along, you know, and do this. But, you know, we need to be vaccinated for this.
Jane has just written in, if the government tracked me, the officer would die of boredom.
Exactly right.
Your profession, being the Adelaide tech guy, you know security and scams and flaws. How do you feel about this as a method of keeping track? Do you think it's okay?
I think it's okay. I think it's fine. You know, we get people who don't want their health records uploaded at the moment. I talked to somebody the other day to that central database, and this guy was in his late 70s, got lots of health issues, and he goes, my doctor, who's nearly retired now, doesn't want to do any of that, said it's a waste of time. But in the end, he said, I can't be bothered doing it. And I said to him, I said, with your health issues, you can travel again. And he was thinking about going to, if you get a problem in Melbourne or Sydney, then they can go along and pull up your health records.
Yeah.
Which saves, and it might end up saving your life. And I said, I'll be pointing that out to your doctor.
This is a question from Faye from Windsor Gardens. G'day, Faye. Good afternoon, boys. If someone doesn't have a smartphone, what about them? I've just been signing in via pen and paper. Otherwise, where does this stand?
Exactly right. So, you know, it might be that we get, you know, when you get to travel to certain, let's say, African countries and you get a little pass with your passport, I think they might go along and issue those for people that can't access it or have, you know, the appropriate smartphone to go along and do this.
Gotcha. All right, then. All right, so that's where it stands then. So this will roll out at the same time as the vaccine, do you think?
I think it will. But I think they'll be closely looking what's happening in America at the moment because that is starting to roll out there. I mean, Los Angeles, it's all basically starting to get up and running right now.
Okay.
You know, they've got same population over there as we have in Australia, roughly, as well.
Sure. All right. Well, look, Richard Pascoe is the Adelaide Tech Guy. He has his very own website. Richard, go on, plug it away.
AdelaideTechGuy.com.au.
How do I not remember that? AdelaideTechGuy.com.au. I don't want to get it wrong.
If you Google me, I will appear. Adelaide Tech Guy, it's all you have to do.
Google's still there, is it? Oh, that's good. All right. See you, Richard.
See you, Paul.
Bye-bye, mate. See you. Always good to talk to Richard and get some questions ironed out.